All right, off-air podcast, we're here.
Episode...
Who knows? It's like 7, I think.
It's the pet peeve edition.
Pet peeves. You want to kick things off?
Sure.
What
so,
get you? What's your pet peeve?
Well, I couldn't think of a lot off the top of my head, so I pulled up this list. But now that I'm seeing this list, I am like, yep, I am easily annoyed, apparently. Loud chewing is first on this list.
Oh, I stand to that. I do that all the time.
You know, I when I do it, I don't hear it, but when other people do it, I'm like, yep.
Oh,
that's
I hear it.
It's annoying.
When I'm eating chips and stuff, I hear it. I hear it.
Yeah.
I get, close your mouth. My mouth is closed. Mm-hmm. Crunch.
But yeah. It's so good. I want you to hear how delicious this is.
Leaving drawers and cabinets open.
That one bothers me because it's like, I used to work at Smart and Final in Tulare, and like, it's the same thing as like putting your grocery cart back in the stall. Because that was my job, was to go and round up grocery carts. And it's like people would leave it 2 feet outside of the stall. I'm like, really? Really? Just put it away. It's not that hard. Really? So close the drawer. Yeah. That does get on my nerves.
And Smart and Final have those electronic ones that you can't take out of the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh. I would get calls from Starbucks. I wouldn't get calls because I was lowly on the totem pole. But Starbucks would call the store and be like, can you send somebody over here to get this clunky shopping cart? So I'd have to drag that thing back with no wheels working across the parking lot. Like, we were end to end, like, almost as far away as you could possibly get.
Oh,
it was so embarrassing. Or, like, riding in the dead motorized wheelchair from the parking lot, the little motorized shopping cart, and it's, like, stopping and starting.
Oh.
Embarrassing, man.
Oh.
It does bother me.
Yeah, sometimes they lock up, like, just outside the doors, too.
Mm-hmm.
That drives me crazy.
Or they make noise when you push them because the lock is all messed up. Yep. Annoying.
People talking in the movies.
That is, yeah. That and people using their phone in the movies.
Yeah.
Like, why did you pay to come to a movie?
Why did you pay $10 plus another $15 for popcorn plus another $7 for a soda? Small.
Yeah.
So
plus
you're 30
taxes.
Bucks in here.
Yeah. Taxes and fees.
And you're on your phone behind me.
Yeah. Not even paying attention. The ones in front of me are worse, though, because the light of your phone, no matter how low the brightness is on your phone, it distracts me.
Even though it says silence your phone, silencio.
Silencio tu telefono. Yeah. How about people who walk slow? You could even extend that to people who drive slow. I was behind someone today, and usually I get here about 5 minutes early, and I was right on time today because somebody was going 15 in a 50. Yeah. Luckily, there was two lanes coming up. I passed on the right aggressively, but safely, obviously.
And officer.
Yeah, that was, ooh. And yeah, I'll do the same thing walking by someone the second I can get around them. I'm, ooh, so aggressive. Excuse me, you know, with attitude. Get out of the way. Gosh.
See, I'm in no hurry to get anywhere, but I'm not driving, you know, under the speed limit.
No, that was bad. That was bad. Yeah. If anything, I'm a little, like, trying to find where I'm going, and I'm, like, 5 below, but if there's someone behind me.
You ever walk up behind someone and they're like just barely moving along and you're like kind of swinging left and right trying to like figure out how to get around them?
Yeah, but they're also doing that too.
Yeah, and they're like, are you trying to keep me from passing
up? Apparently. Yeah, see, I'm never in a hurry walking anywhere anyway, but if you're walking slow in a crowd or somewhere that's like I can't get around, then I get bothered by it.
Well, I've been told apparently I walk fast now. I used to walk slow at a leisurely pace, but now... I'll leave the station and I'll just go for a walk in the afternoon and I'll be like, man, I got back.
That was fast. Yeah. Yeah. Well, like walking around my neighborhood. Yeah. The time it takes me to get around the neighborhood now. Yeah. I feel like I walked a lot during COVID. So maybe my stride got longer. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Speaking of being late. Being late. Yeah. That bothers me because I try to be a few minutes, like early is on time for me, but every once in a while, like if there's someone I'm picking up or, you know, taking someone somewhere and I'm on a schedule, as they say, even 2 minutes late, I'm like, nah, man, you're throwing my timeline off.
If you're on time, you're
late.
I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
If you're early, you're on time.
If you're on time, you're late. Yep.
Yeah. You know, I used to be that way and then I got married.
You're like, time is a concept. Time is abstract. What even is time?
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot better. I have gotten so much better. You see, I used to let myself get so anxious and worked up about being late. And it's, you know, it's not that big of a deal. It's okay. Because my grandparents always told me it is more important to get there safely than it is to get there on time.
Okay.
That's good advice. You should write that down, Randy.
Good advice.
Yep.
Get there safely and on time.
And on time. Hurry it up.
Safely and early.
Yeah.
Well, so here's my thought of that. I used to be there early. I'd be like there, you know, at least half hour early, an hour early, whatever.
Very early.
And then I got married, then I met Dana, period. And then we'd be like, okay, well, we'll be there. Okay, we've got to be there at 5. All right. We get there at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, all right. And so this went on for a while. And I was like, all right, well, let me try tricking her and tell her if we got to be there at 5, we have to be there 3:34 o'clock.
Yeah. How's that work?
And yeah, that worked out for like one time.
She realized you were tricking her.
Yeah.
She's like, we've got time.
It's like, hey, yeah,
I've got time.
Yeah. Hey, look, we're on time. Like, oh.
She's like, okay. I don't like that.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, once, twice I got away with it. And then after that, I was like, nah, not happening.
Nope.
Not happening. So now it's just like, all right, whatever.
You know?
It's like, whatever. So I just tell people ahead of time, it's like, well, you know, Dana. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there when we be there. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll get there when we get there.
We'll try to be on time. Things happen, man. Things happen. That's okay.
We get there when we get there. If it's just me, I'll be there on time or a few minutes before or a little bit, you know.
It's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Or if I'm getting there or if it's me and I'm doing like if I'm doing an event or something, I'm there like 2.5-3 hours beforehand.
Yeah.
I gotta get stuff set up.
The professional. I'm like, whoa, personal.
I gotta do all this. Okay. Yeah, I gotta get it all.
Yep.
So I'm there like way ahead of time.
Hey, it works, man. It works.
If it's anything, Anthony, like, is he like on time?
Yeah. Well, he's a military guy, so, yeah, so he's like, you know, even now, like, he's at work an hour, half an hour early at least. And I mean, he works for the state right now, so they won't let him on the property until then. And he's still like, he's panicking to get out the door to be there an hour early. Totally unnecessary. Nobody else does that, but it's important to him. I appreciate that in him.
Sitting in his car.
Yeah.
Waiting for them to open the door.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. And I'll try to do that for like 15 minutes, but not that long.
Go ahead. You had one.
All right. Yeah. So speaking of COVID, kind of. This is something I notice surprisingly after COVID, standing too close to another person. You've been getting a lot of that? I've been getting a lot of that. People are like right behind me in line. That bothers me.
No, I've been getting the opposite. I was in line at the grocery store last night, and then I make sure that I'm still
6 feet.
6 feet away.
Yep, that's the
Maybe
same thing
I'm six
doing.
Feet, but I'm away from people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't, yeah. But I have gotten a surprising amount of people. And you know what I do? I have long hair, so I just flip my hair. My hair touches you. You are too effing close to me, man.
Whip my hair back and forth.
Exactly. That usually helps. But where was I? Oh, I was at my brother's high school graduation, and they're crammed. Those bleachers are not.
Yep.
There's no room at all. And some lady was sitting behind me with her kid on her lap, and her kid's like trying to give me a back massage, and so I'm like whipping my hair, like, get your baby out of my space. But it's been happening. Like, I never noticed it. Maybe it's because of COVID, but I never noticed it until after. But that bothers me so much. Oof.
Yeah, I try to be aware of it. I can just tell. It's like everyone's still trying to keep their space in between each other. But if you're like in a place, if you're at a concert, or you're at a big event like that, there's no way.
Yeah, there's no way at all. But at the grocery store, there's room.
Like, there's room.
You can back up, dude. I know you can back up. You need to do it now. One time I took a phone call in line. I was like, the whipping hair was not working. The guy was just kind of like scratching his arm where my hair had hit him. And I was like, yeah, this guy is standing way too close to me, looking back at him. He still didn't move. I didn't know what to do. I almost left. I was buying chicken nuggets. I was like, it's not worth it. Man, it was weird.
So, case in point, someone's whipping their hair at you. You're way too close.
Yep. Please take note.
There you go.
Yep.
Know-it-alls. Oh.
Man, I find myself kind of doing this sometimes, though, where it's like, I try not to be that, well, actually, and then pull a fact out.
Oh.
But I have a lot of knowledge.
Bring
and some
it down,
people
sister.
Are wrong.
Bring
and
it down, sister. Bring
man,
it down.
No, I try to catch myself, but it does bother me to be that way. Like, I told you so, or did I know, you know, actually?
I know, like, three guys.
Everything you say?
At least three guys that if something's happened to me, they can one-up something that's happened to them.
Personal experiences, nah. I'm more of actually, the study says this. Yes. But personal experience, you got to give people their personal experiences. You do.
But they have to, well, that's another one, one-uppers, I guess. So
yeah.
So they have to one-up you on something. So you tell them, you know, how was your weekend? Well, it was okay. I did this. And it was I know exactly this is what happened. I had this one weekend where this happened. And blah, 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 blah.
Mine was better. Yeah.
Yeah, or mine was worse, and then they one up you on that. They've always got to get. It's always got to be one better, one worse. They got a great story. It's or exciting or something. It's like,
yeah, you know, dealing with people can be hard, and I have to. It's like that with dogs. I still am in the dog world. It's like dogs don't have to like each other. People don't have to like each other. But you know what people do have to do in order to keep society from collapsing on itself? Tolerate each other. That could be hard to do.
Oh, I can tolerate people.
Yeah.
I do every day.
Yeah. Nice and, yep. Just smile and nod. Smile and nod.
Oh, people who talk about their diet. Ah.
Man.
Involuntarily.
Yeah.
Involuntarily. They walk
in. Oh, I wish I could be eating like that, but I'm on a diet. Like, yeah, this cookie is amazing. You're really missing out over there, Brenda. I don't know a Brenda. That is a totally generic example.
Yes, Karen, I'm glad you're losing weight, Karen, but you don't look like you have.
Yeah, Thank you. Looks so good. Oh, I can't eat that, though. I'm no carbing. I'm on keto. I only eat cauliflower cookies. You enjoy that, Brenda?
Wow.
I'm enjoy this cookie. Yeah, Rice Krispie treat. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I accidentally said that one time, though. I did, because I was on a diet at the time, and somebody offered me a cookie. I was like, no, that looks so good, but I can't. I'm on a diet. And I was like, I did not just say that out loud. I had. I had to be like, but not like that. Like, I could eat it if I wanted to. Like, I'm not going to restrict myself.
And the people that say, you know, but if you'd like to lose some weight, just talk to me. Talk to me later, and I'll tell you how you can do it.
I was on Google. I got a certificate in nutrition, you know.
Yeah. I do not want to buy into whatever you're selling. I'm sorry, okay?
Yeah.
Go for a walk. That'll help, okay?
Yeah. It's an upside-down triangle is a pyramid, and that's a pyramid scheme.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
People clipping their nails in public.
That's weird and disgusting. That is not a public activity. Yeah. I don't think, if anybody's okay with that, I'm sorry. That Why?
Nasty.
Why are you okay with that?
Nasty!
Mm-mm.
Nasty.
No.
Even if you're getting your nails done, that's nasty.
I know. There's a time and a place for that, and it is not in line at the grocery store when I'm whipping my hair back and forth trying to get people to step off.
That's right. That's when you go to get your nails done. That's why they wear gloves and masks. I'm just saying.
It is not sanitary. I don't care how clean your hands are.
Oh.
Don't do it.
Okay. Being rude to customer service people.
That makes me sad. I will overcompensate in that. Like, if another table is being rude, I'm like, no rush. You're doing a great job. Like, I try to be so nice. But, yeah, there's no excuse for that.
Even if they're rude, I'm talking about like at the that's good too in a restaurant setting, grocery store.
Yeah.
Or if you're like I don't know, like JCPenney's or someplace, and you're there buying clothes, and they're all rude to the person's checking them out. I mean, they could like charge them like $40 more if they wanted to.
They're just so doing stupid. Their job.
And then you know there's like three people in front of you, and they've all been jerks, and you get up to them, and you're like, don't worry, I won't be a jerk to you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're doing a good job.
You're doing a great job.
And they just shake their head and
it's hard to recover from that. I worked in customer service for a long time, and it's when someone's mean to you or rude to you for no reason, it's hard to get back into a good mood, no matter how nice the next person is, because it's just is really grating, very tiring to be like the subject of somebody's negativity. And you never know what anybody else is dealing with, right? But at the same time, it's like, it just sucks.
You know what else? I'm back at the grocery store again.
We love the grocery store.
This has nothing to do with last night. Couponers. Oh, yes, it does. There was a guy in front of me, all right? And he's like, he's got like four items that probably totaled maybe $10, okay?
Yeah.
And he's like, I've got a coupon for that, and I've got a coupon for that. And I like my senior citizens discount for this.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, Grandpa.
Hurry it up, boy.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
No. Really? There's like, you know, there's like six people in line. And
everybody else in line, you know, when I was a cashier and we had couponers come through, everybody else in line feels it too. I would look back and I'm like, sorry, guys. Hey, sorry, guys. It ain't me. I'm not that insistent. And it's like, you know, 50 cents in savings over your 7 coupons that you had to have. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. I have nothing wrong with coupons. I love coupons and all that.
But all of the coupons?
It takes a while to scan all those coupons.
Time. Time is a
You're in traffic and you look over and someone's digging for gold. They're picking their nose.
Oh, man. You know, to each their own. You think you're by yourself.
That's freaking scary.
If you don't mind it, hey, do it. I'm judging you silently, but I won't shake your hand if I see you doing that, but I don't.
Talking over people. We got people that do that here all the time.
Got a lot of radio voices. Everybody thinks theirs is the best, huh?
Talking over people, interrupting people. I do that.
It's my ADHD. Ooh, you get food delivered, Randy? Are you a Uber Eats customer or DoorDash customer?
From time to time.
You ever get a bad food delivery?
I have not. I have yet to get a bad delivery.
I've gotten a couple. Those push me over the edge. Like, it'll ruin my night and everybody else
Up your order or just like the ice was
no, like,
melted?
Like that's wrong items, wrong order, missing food. Oh. One time everybody else got their food except for me. Oh, I called that store. I was like, I'm starving. I haven't eaten in 7 hours. And then I left a review. And then I called DoorDash. And I was like, give me a refund. I'm starving over here. When I'm hangry, full throttle. It's ruining not just my night, but everybody else that I can get in touch with about it. I'm going to let them know how upset I am. That is probably my number one. Because, like, if I'm ordering food, I'm already hungry, you know?
Right.
And emotions run high. Hanger is a thing. And it gets me. It gets me.
Yeah. I've been hangry before. It happens. Happens from time to time. Hey, do you get this? I mean, no one asked me this. So when are you having kids? Is that like that like a pet peeve to you?
Yeah, because I'm not having kids. And they will not accept that for an answer. Doesn't matter. I've been saying it for years. Oh, you'll change your mind. Oh, but you'd be such a good mom. Nope. Like, I'm not having kids. No. Why? It's none of your business. Yep, that bothers me. Did you guys get that? Did you and Dana get that a lot?
No. No?
No.
Nope.
They were like, don't repopulate the earth.
Nope. We had Sherry, so it was good.
Yay. I get that a lot, though.
Oh,
very annoying.
Man. So, what people say pet peeves are when you text back like a K or a thumbs up.
Ooh, or using
why is that bad taste?
I think it depends on the person, because my dad, that is my dad's, like,
that's your dad's thing,
regular
right?
response. Yep. But if someone who normally is like, yeah, that sounds great, or, you know, verbal about it, text back K, especially with a period. I don't care what anybody says. A period is aggressive in a text message.
You're like,
they're mad.
They're not having a good day
today. Yeah, but that doesn't really, like, peeve me. That's more of like a, what did I do to piss this person off feeling, gotcha. You know?
Gotcha.
Are you you're an emoji responder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a picture is worth 1,000 words,
yes.
Right? My grandma has 1,000 emojis.
Laughing my ass off face.
It says a lot. Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
Up,
sad face.
Down. Never thumbs down. Usually thumbs up. My thumbs up is just like, I'm busy, so it's like, okay. That's my thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Yep.
But that's like, some people view that as a bad thing. So
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Or using LOL or OMG.
Yeah, I like those. I'm like LMAO with like 7 O's. And
yes.
They're crying, laughing, so, you know. It really gets the job done in terms of like, that really was funny.
Oh, here's one that's up your alley. Not picking up after your dog.
Yeah.
I'll be walking down the street, around the corner from the station here.
Yeah.
Dog poop.
Dude.
Everywhere.
I moved I have security cameras on my house. A lady, one of my neighbors, kept letting her dog shit on my lawn.
Ugh.
I moved a camera and set it to alert every time. Pull it up one day. There she is. I can see her coming down the middle of the road because I have a camera on the other side. And she comes in front of that camera and she's veering into my yard. I said, this is my chance. I wait for her to get right in front of my mailbox. So she's either stealing my mail and her dog is shitting while she's like standing there, or she's just there pretending like she's checking the mail. She don't live there. And I turned on the microphone. Excuse me. Oh, she walked away so quick before I even got the X on the excuse me out. She was gone. Haven't been a problem since. No more dog poop on my lawn.
I love the microphone on the cameras.
Yep.
Love the talkback. That's so good.
We got the ones with the siren, too. I'm just waiting for the day I get to use that siren.
I don't have a siren.
Oh, man. The siren one's good. Shout out Ring. Sponsor our podcast.
That would be good. I have Blink and Blink's the one. Blink you could talk back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get one of those for the door at least.
Yeah, they're not. We invested. We invested some. Woo! They're expensive. They're expensive.
Oh yeah, they are.
But
they
are. We started getting those years ago when we lived over off of West Main Street next to the jail, and it was bad. Like people breaking in all the time, and one lady peed in our pool.
We had holy
the
pool. Crap!
Yeah, on camera. So we had like you know. Damn. Yeah, had to get, and left her dirty underwear in our doghouse. It was great.
Oh, man.
So that's when we started investing because they were like the only ones out at that time.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
It was bad.
You look tired. Backhanded compliments.
Yeah. I just don't like people commenting on my appearance outside of,
you look tired.
I like your hair. You know, like that's great. You did something different. Don't. Talk about it.
Yeah.
What if I don't like it? Yeah. Your hair is darker.
Are you losing weight?
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Are you doing okay?
I gotta really like be in the mood to talk. Like I'm like, oh yeah, it's fine. Leave the situation. I don't do well.
I'm doing just fine.
Do you get a lot of comments like that as a man? A male? I do. As a female. As a male.
Yeah. Oh, especially if you lose a couple of pounds.
Oh yeah. It's talk of the town. Everybody wants to know.
No, it's just like, so you doing okay? You feel all right?
Yeah.
As far as I know, yeah. Well, it looks like you're losing a little bit of weight there. So, all right there, slick. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Comments on appearance, just avoid them if you can.
But I need a haircut. You didn't tell me that. Hey,
yeah.
I need a haircut badly, but you didn't tell me. I look like I need a haircut.
Walking around with cilantro in my teeth. Nobody wants to say anything about that.
That's right. Spaghetti hair is everywhere, but nobody cares.
Yeah, and yes, I know my bangs are crooked. That's what I'm aware of, but not the cilantro in my teeth. Thanks.
That's right. I've got green in my teeth, but no one sees that. Yeah. No.
They don't care.
So that's just a couple of pet peeves. So if you've got pet peeves, let's hear about them.
We want to know.